It's the Disrespectful Lady Show, and I'm your host, Dr. J. Wagwan. Hey, Wagwan with you. I hope everything is well. I hope you're doing okay. Life, eh? Yes, so when I turned on my computer to do what it is that I do to record, you know, the screensavers where it alternates like different pictures and whatnot. I have something in my eye. It's crazy. Yeah. So the alternating screensaver, it was a waterfall going down, and it was just so beautiful. Just beautiful, and just reminded me of just kind of flowing and letting life flow and letting it do what it do. Letting it kind of just happen rather than fighting and going against the grain and trying to go against the water. Like, trying to go against that waterfall would be tough because it was just a beautiful but yet powerful force. And sometimes it's just best to go along with it. Yeah, so that's what that made me think of when I opened up. That's not what I came on here to talk about, but that's what it made me think of. All going back to the last show, just the importance of expressing yourself. That's what the Disrespectful Lady Show allows me to do. And yeah, we should all be free to express ourselves and in the fashion, in the manner that you wish. I believe, you know, with respect, but definitely express yourself and not being afraid to shy away and keep your true feelings hidden. Like, let your voice be heard. Let your voice be heard. I'm grateful for the opportunity with this show. I'm naturally a talker, so I do enjoy this platform of being able to just talk. And say Wagwan. I need to get hip again though. I'm not hip anymore. I don't know what's going on in the media. I don't know what's going on in mainstream, the news, Twitter, Black Twitter, like Instagram. I'm just so not. Facebook. I know them, but I'm not with them. I'm with it, but I need to like really get on there and talk to my people and let them know I'm out here. I'm outside. It's the Disrespectful Lady Show, and I'm your host, Dr. J. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for coming on this journey with me. Yes. Thank you. allowing me a platform to express myself, and hopefully someone will learn something. Because again, we can learn from each other's experiences. You not have to be a knucklehead and go and get yourself burned just to get yourself burned. You could really just learn from someone else's experience, life. You can. Everybody has a journey. Like, everybody has this thing that you know, you feel that's there. Express yourself. And let yourself truly be happy, because life is short. It's important to be, to make yourself happy. It is. Not so much that you're doing anything to hurt anyone, but you have to prioritize you at some point in time in your life. You have to prioritize you and give yourself a fighting chance so that you can be better for others. It's important. I'm on my journey. I'm on my real hardcore journey. I see myself at a different place a year from now. I truly do. I believe that I'm gonna have a syndicated show. It's gonna be popping. It's gonna be off the hook. The Disrespectful Lady Show, all over, international. I'm putting it in there. I'm putting it into the universe. That's what I want. That's what I'm gonna have. This is what it is already. The world just hasn't heard me yet. Them soon come. Them soon come. Yeah, man. Them soon come. Life is life, man. I'm on my journey. I'm excited. It's a slow journey. A very, very slow journey. I'm not enjoying this. The length of time it's taken to even feel like, okay, I can continue with this. I mean, just to get to a comfortable place is taking a little while. And I've given up a lot. I feel like giving up my bread, my croissant. Just giving it all up. My plantain. Lord, my sweet plantain. I told y'all before, my plantain. The girl them love a plantain. Yeah, so I gotta get my act together. Try something different. Push different. Go harder. See where I wanna be. It's crazy because it doesn't matter how old you are. You really still want to pursue that thing that, no, or like, let it be that you wanted to open a restaurant, or let it be that you wanted to learn how to fly, like, whatever it is, that thing that gnaws at you, like, you still want to go for it, and you still should. The younger you are, the better. Young people, do what you love. Don't say you want to be a rapper and then, like, just want to hang out in the studio and smoke weed. Because then all you want to do is really just hang out in the studio and smoke weed. You don't want to really be a rap star. Because being a rap star means you got to know how to rap. So do you know how to rap? Have you put the work in? Because there's a lot of people out there that kind of start off bad. There was this guy, I don't know if y'all remember. He sounded terrible. I don't even know if how bad I must have sounded just now, but he sounded terrible. But dude is okay right now. If you hear him, he don't sound like the same drunken country boy that was, you know, him and the hominin. He really rapping now. So it's possible. It's all possible. That's why I'm pushing myself and challenging myself, especially with this weight loss, because my goodness. It's so easy nowadays. I got Sona Bella sending me emails. I got Miami Doctor, like, sending me emails. These people are terrible. They like to show you when you go on these social media, you see all these women looking like, Lord have mercy, what am I doing wrong? How can I? And I can, and I will. Little bit at a time. By prioritizing myself. Prioritize you. Go hard for you. I had this older lady tell me when I was young, like, give to yourself first before you go give to the world. Don't just go and pour into the world all your energy. Like, you wake up in the morning, feed you first, do for you first, go for a walk, meditate, breathe, stretch. Oh my God. Stretching is it. Stretch. Stretch. Get all that blood to flow. Breathe. Breathe. Push out the carbon dioxide. Yes. Breathe. Give to yourself. Feed yourself. And then go out and give to the world. But at least you would have at least given to yourself. So it doesn't matter if you work nights or days, whatever your morning is, take a half an hour and give to yourself before you go give the world. It might require you waking up 30 extra minutes early. But you gotta give yourself. You must feed yourself. Prioritize you. It's the Disrespectful Lady Show. I'm excited about 2024. excited about. My birthday coming, boo. It's my birthday. It's my birthday month. It's coming. May's coming. Okay, I know. My April people be tight. Don't be jumping into May, because we still got a couple of days. Coming up, you gotta celebrate yourself. You gotta celebrate you. See, I'm prioritizing me. It's my birthday. All right, it's the Disrespectful Lady Show. I'm your host, Dr. J. Drink your water, suck in your belly, mind your business, keep it simple, and breathe.